Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We have an announcement. You remember Pogiso? Yes, you do. People do. You remember him? Yes. He's now going to be coming through to us on a Monday. And boy, you know, he doesn't do small stuff. He comes with an army. he comes with an army and he comes in with a bang. Pogiso, good evening and welcome.
Good evening and good evening to the listeners.
Oh, it's been a long time. It's been a long time. Lovely having you. Well, do you want us to tell people what you've been doing? You know, you were all over other continents and doing amazing things.
Yeah.
So it's such a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be back.
So we're back to talking cars again.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a topic that you want us to engage with.
Yes. Good evening again. So the conversation was inspired by, you remember, I think Google had a conversation about entry of fleets.
Yes.
And a conversation about how do we, basically government fleets, and how do workshop in the locations in Kasi access all these government fleets and tenders.
Yeah.
And there was a big problem around that. No access. No access.
Yeah.
So then I thought to myself, let's speak to TAXA. It's a new basically organization that is looking into also communicating and bridging the gap between those mechanics who are at the locations, who are in the townships, who are basically not getting access to this information and also not getting access to government tenders. So I have invited, I call him Bravusi. So I have invited Bravusi Dubani to come and talk to us about the organization and come in and unpack a bit on how is his organization is going to bridge the gap in the automotive industry.
Dumelang. Okay, I think the mic is not on. Is it on now?
Riteng.
So give us your sense of, as you're saying, Pogiso was saying, you've got an organization. And lona le batlo khwetsa?
Rona, what we want to do as TAXA, TAXA simply means transformative. The T stands for transformative, the A automotive.
Yeah.
You see, cluster South Africa. It's transformative automotive cluster of South Africa.
Okay.
So basically what we want to do is to be able to implement and enforce the transformational objectives of government in terms of policies that are there to develop our disadvantaged automotive entrepreneurs, mostly who are operating in our townships and villages. So there is what we call the South African Automotive Master Plan 2035 that was promulgated by our government. And then we got also what we called the aftermarket code of conduct that was established by the Competition Commission after investigating the automotive sector.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a lot of complaint from all quarters in our country because of lack of transformation, simply that the dial is not moving.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's moving, it's moving at a very slow pace.
Mm-hmm.
So TAXA is there to make sure that we organize, we inform all our entrepreneurs in the townships who are operating at the margins of that to inform them about these policies of government.
Yeah.
And then also we want to make sure that all our youth who are aspirant youth at our TVET colleges, universities in our township who like to enter into this sector get the necessary information and resources to enter. Because there are also so many trades, automotive trades. It's not only mechanics like you are a panel beater. Or so we want them to know about what government is doing.
Mm.
We also want to make sure that we bring on board the private sector in the sector to come and play their part in terms of making sure that they bring their expertise, their resources in developing our townships. And fortunately, in Gauteng province, we've got this TIDA, it's an act now. It's called the Township Economy Development Act.
Mm.
That is making sure that it supports the SMMEs and financing. So also we are going to make sure that we enforce it in our Gauteng province in gathering all these automotive people who want to get into the sector and be able to transform the industry.
Mm. I'm going to come back to you, Pukiso, yes. And just maybe let's talk about Ntate Hizek. You've also got two other guests.
Yes.
I want to just give the listeners that. You've got two other guests. I want to start by going to then Ntate Hizekiel, because I think he then represents something completely different.
What Ntate Hizekiel? No, he still represents TAXA.
Okay.
So basically, Ntate Hizekiel is one of the beneficiaries of the program that TAXA is basically mm-hmm. outrolling. So he was invited so that he can give us a background on how
on
things
his own
are
journey.
Rolling out. Yes.
Ntate Hizekiel, dumela le kae?
Re teng le kae, madam?
No, re teng. So when u beneficiary?
Yes,
madam. Let's talk about your journey.
Yeah, with my journey, it's quite difficult because what had happened is, remember from the dispensation where we come from,
yeah,
to start a business from our community, something completely different, especially in the auto sector.
Mm-hmm.
The main reason for that is that when you start a business like this without having a good background, especially financial background,
yeah,
it is not easy to make the business to run.
Mm.
Firstly, even if when you have the business plan, no matter how good your business plan can be, you take it to the bank or wherever, it doesn't work.
They don't care.
Because now what exactly happening is that you don't have, I don't know what can I call it, but what I've seen and I've experienced, it was so terrible.
Often it's, you don't have the right background.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like for instance, you will strive and try to get whatever that is necessary to have the business up and running.
And it's not enough.
Then the business is up and running. Up to an extent of sometimes even having an order to say, I've got an order, I need finance, here's the proof.
Mm.
And still not get the finance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. While we're still having a bank account.
Mm.
So it becomes a hell actually to open such a business, especially in a location when it comes point of financial institutions.
Mm.
They are not so friendly, you know, in a way that you can make things to be easier for anyone to start to the business.
So you do what?
I'm a mechanic by profession, diesel. I'm a diesel and petrol mechanic.
Okay.
I major in diagnostics. I also do key coding, and I do like general repairs on cars.
Yeah.
So that's me. When you talk cars, you talk me.
Mm.
So now I've studied that, and then I'm a fully qualified mechanic in that on diesel and petrol. And I also run the business.
Yeah.
But now the sector of being a mechanic is something else.
Mm.
What is more concerned is the sector of making the business to work in the location, to reach the standard where you can be global competent in terms of your competition, especially in your location, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maria, welcome. I tell people what you've been doing? You've been our videographer, our photographer. Thank you for coming. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Good. And your background?
My background? Oh, I am Mr. Matale's assistant in this matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I've been working with him for 2 years now. Helping him with the day-to-day.
These challenges. I think you and I spoke a bit, Pukiso, about some of the things that make it difficult.
Mm-hmm.
That I am 100% sure, as a customer, right? Maybe I grew up watching that Hizekiel down the road or wherever.
Yes.
I know he can do this thing. I know he can do this thing. I've seen him. I believe in what he can do. And then I go into an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And then my insurers and my bank are saying, no, he's not certified.
Yes.
I want him to fix my car.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the...
They're going to say, no. There's an address in Sandton. Go to Weinberg and whatever. I don't know those people. I know him.
Yes.
Because maybe he used to fix our second-hand car, whatever the case may be.
So.
What has to happen there? What has to change to allow us to see the people who we do want to give business, the business that we want to give them?
I think it's all about information and education and access. The complicity of the motor industry in South Africa, there's a lot of problems in a sense that you have organizations that are trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
You have organizations that are gatekeepers.
Mm-hmm.
You have organizations that were basically started up with at a braai, and those organizations have green contracts, or we only know them And that's where the problem lies. Because now, I'll give you a typical example. Any insurance that you want to work with in terms of mechanical warranty, they'll tell you about RMI.
Yes.
RMI is a private organization. It's not a government entity. And then you have what we call Motor Industry Ombudsman, which is actually the law, but only started 2014. The issue with the Motor Industry Ombudsman is that the rate that you have to pay to them as a business is a bit high. They would want almost 1% of what you're making. And here you're talking about people who you need to, you're probably doing maybe 5 cars and then you're getting the same rate as a dealer who's doing 50 cars a day. Mm. So now that's where the problem lies. So now you have the Motor Industry Ombudsman saying, this is the law, you need to pay. You have RMI that they say it's voluntary, you can join us, but there's a fee to it. So as a business, there's all those challenges that you have all these organizations who are trying to tap into what you're doing. Hmm. That is the biggest problem that people are facing. And also, once you get to a point that you want this person to fix your car, but he's not a member of those organizations.
I've lost now my warranty.
You lost your warranty, and the gate is closed.
Yeah, I've lost
they can't access that. And to have that, now you need to have a 5-star or 3-star workshop. You need a lift, 4 or 5 of them, which is not cheap. It's a cost. A launch diagnosis machine, key coding programmings can cost up to 200,000.
Yeah. Okay, Dr. Bose, I keep hearing you were talking about township development programs.
Yeah.
Ah, that's not like, it's so, you know what?
They don't happen.
You know, every president talks about the township economy, every premier, everybody. But I'm yet to you were saying earlier that it stemmed from a conversation that, you know, was on Biz, Kaya Biz.
Yes.
And I don't know. I've never seen a fleet of cars being fixed in the township. I'm sorry. I've in with my own. Kirato nadi koloita police station. I maybe I'm wrong.
So Mama, we are here now to say taxa. It's here to make a difference in the township. Because before, we didn't have Milau policies that support these entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Like I said, right now, we've got policies that we must enforce to make sure that they benefit these disadvantaged automotive entrepreneurs. And like I told you about the TIDA, Township Economic Development Act, they are holding. I think they've been talking about it many years, but now it's an act, we are there. But it's upon us to make sure that we implement those policies, objectives of transformation. But the other thing, like right now, what TAXA has done is that we've got several pilot projects that we are doing with the private sector. One of them was launched about 3 weeks ago with Haynes Pro.
Okay.
As Rebuletseng Ntate Matale, he's a beneficiary of that. Mm-hmm. What we are doing is to, we are transforming these workshops into functional automotive service centers in our our townships in South Africa. So this innovative here, Haynes Pro, it's a diagnostic program that right now we are piloting. We want each and every entrepreneur in the automotive to have it.
Okay.
We don't want to leave anybody because it's crucial. Because once you go through the project, you are going to be given a certificate that will be able to make sure that you are able to work on the car study OEM. So now, it's about insurance. That qualifies for you for that if you've gone through that problem. So as we develop these workshops, we want to be able them to be resourced with all the state-of-the-art technology, even equipment. We are not going to compromise on standards or processes. So we want them to be the same. Like Tse Dilonghor, most of you know, we take them outside of our township, Risa Ko Makgoweng. But what we want to do, we want them to be in the townships so that our people, they can be able to have confidence and support these workshops. So, because the problem is that when we go outside the road, you fix accordingly, because our town, they don't have the machinery, the resources. You find that our own black people, our own uncles,
yeah.
So we want to change the narrative That is why we're bringing Envodi to come, so that we can be able to share with them all the necessary information, equipment, even funding. We've got
all, I was going to ask. So it's wonderful to have them. Who is funding? You said earlier, Ezekiel, that you may be asking the bank to saying, give me whatever. You've got all the financials. You've got all the orders. But no one wants to fund you. So these wonderful equipment, the diagnostic equipment, who's going to fund them?
Yes, we right now we want to. We've got partnership like at national level, le SIFA, SIFA, and we want to demystify these things. People say, "Hey, it's a apply a loan," but right now, we want to make sure that these organizations that purport to fund businesses, they are on board now to fund this sector. We just want them to be accountable and responsible in terms of their funding in developing this sector in our community. So Renalebo JEP, JEP Gauteng Enterprise Propeller, Renale IDC. So all these organizations are on board. We've got collaborations, and then we are going to test, like we say we are doing pilot projects. We are going to make sure they come on board and play their role.
You're a beneficiary in Dr. Ezekiel. How have you benefited?
I've benefited in terms of, remember when we do the repairs, there's a lot that it's a challenge. Mainly when you do your repairs, you can't just, there are repairs that you can do that you know they are straightforward. There are other repairs that when you do them, you need to be informed with the correct information. And now what is happening, dealerships, they don't give out correct information. Basically, they don't give you advices and information on their products. And now that makes a challenge in terms of product knowledge, because now, how are you going to fix something that you are not well informed about? Now, Haynes Pro, it's one company that has offered us a program that is able to give you an aftermarket information that is almost equivalent to the OEM information. Now, that allows you to take an exercise of repairing car in a correct way and using the right procedure, even to an instance of getting the right tools. Because on that program, it will tell you that to do such and such a work, you need a tool. Tool number is this and that and that. With that tool number, at least you can try and organize a right tool. For that, at least it puts you in a better position to be competent. Because firstly, you'll be having a right, correct information. And secondly, you'll be in a position to have the right tools to do what you're supposed to do. And once you're at that stage, at least as a starter, you're in a position to start and finish the job. While there's still a lot of challenges, let alone just fixing the car. Because around the business itself, there are lots and lots of challenges. Like, for instance, when Puksha was saying, we've got what we call a bargaining council, motor industry bargaining council. It's very amazing what is the practice of auto sector in our country. Being Ezekiel at MGT with about four employees right inside the location with a rate of about 650 per hour. I compete with giants. When I say
at
giants,
at the same rate.
I'm monitored BMW.
Who charge five times your rate?
Even who had the government subsidy. Without subsidy, we've got nothing. But I still have to pay the same salary that is being paid by BMW. It's really unfair. And that's it's law, you know. And nobody's advocating for that. So we're hoping for Taxa to be here. We're hoping to see that maybe such unfair practices should be dealt with, because we cannot carry on and go on like this if things are happening in this way.
That was, they can bring policies. Are they bringing business? Are they bringing business to these entrepreneurs? Government?
Government, I think it's our responsibility. They've enacted these policies. Unfortunately, we're not part of drafting this. But I believe right now, we are in a well position to mold, to shape these policies in terms of transformation, because all of these policies have got transformational objectives that must be met. So Taxa is making sure that those who are outside get inside. Now we are talking about inclusion in this automotive sector by what? Market access. That is why, like, for instance, we are going to make sure that they comply with all the regulations that are aligned with transformation. All these automotive companies, it's no longer like like, you know, we know that there are things that they are not doing in this, because right now there are set targets and they are not meeting them.
Mm-hmm.
But TAXA is making sure that we are going to make sure that all these objectives, recommendations by the Competition Commission after Market Code, TAXA is there to make sure that they happen. So it's no longer that, like, one of the problems is, like, in the industry, our sector is fragmented. We don't have representative organizations that are the voice of this sector. So no, TAXA is there to make sure that all those who are part of TAXA, they get the benefit of these policies in terms of making sure that they get resources, they get the right information, and also get the support from government so that they can be able to grow and grow our economy in our own townships.
Because is this industry ready to accept what TAXA is asking? Is the industry ready to share business?
Mm-hmm.
Is it ready to open up? And my experience is that, yes, there will be a finding by the Competition Commission. They just pay. They just pay the fines.
Yeah, they just
pay. And business as usual. And yeah, you have acts, you've got the law, you've got government committing. But in real terms, nothing changes.
In real terms, I think Ravuse has said it, that the needle is not even moving.
No.
Yeah. I think the biggest problem in South Africa is that we have too many agencies trying to look after the motor industry.
Mm.
And they're all independent in their own rights. I think that's where the biggest problem is. And even when government comes in, they want to write code of conduct based on somebody's code of conduct. They don't basically go and do the research and development and put their own policies. I mean, even government fleets with the West Bank contract, it'll say you have to be RMI approved.
Mm-hmm.
But who is RMI? Who made RMI the pinnacle of the motor industry?
Mm.
That's the way the problem is. And when you get to the motor industry ombudsman, they want money because they're saying it's their law.
Mm.
But here you are, some insurance don't even recognize them. They recognize the RMI. So now you end up having now two policies that you must pay. Because you must remember, to belong to these people, there's a monthly fee.
It's a fee.
There's a monthly fee. And they're not guaranteeing you that they're going to push business to you. They just say to you, belonging is better. So you belong to them.
Belonging means that you can be recognized,
yes,
that you exist.
Yeah, just that you exist. And if you look at the background history of all these organizations, they're not doing anything in terms of technology, in terms of rolling out, going to TVET colleges and making students aware that, yes, they exist and this is what they do and this is what you are going to have to deal with once you qualify.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, more on this conversation. Let me hear from you if you are a mechanic. Let me hear from you if you are one of those people who's struggling to get business, to get registered with some of these bodies that Pochis was speaking about, and some of your challenges in the motor industry. 086-000-959, or you can send a voice note on 063-688-0959. Pochis Odibakwana is here. And, it's a difficult conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I think you and I were at an event where government seemingly was bringing together township entrepreneurs in the motor industry to give them what?
But that event, all we did was just listen to the minister. No one had a voice, or no one raised a voice to say anything. All we heard is the same thing that they've been talking about for years, that they're going to develop, they're going to do that, and nothing happens. I mean, just 2 days ago, I think there was a survey that was done to show how many ambulances that are not available in the country.
Yes, because they're...
Yeah, because there's problems. Mm. I mean, you go to Soweto or you go to Mavubani, you have many technicians and workshops, but all these vehicles, they leave the location and go be fixed somewhere else. So there is a responsibility also to be looked at, because if people are fixing these things at home and they're supplying people at home, they should be looking after them better. No one is going to be looking after something that they don't know where it is.
So, capital is a problem. Big business is a problem. Sometimes government says we have policy X and act whatever, and the law says this. but you find that, of course, it benefits those who have been keeping others out to keep them out.
Mm.
And it's usually difficult to get them to move. And even if government tells us it's going to happen, the people who are in control are the ones with money. How are we going to deal with that challenge?
At Taxa, our main goal right now, like Rukwile Pogiso talking about RMI, we're talking about government and so on, so many problems that are there. Taxa has taken a decisive approach that right now is the right time. The time is now that we develop our own township automotive economy. We've got an initiative at Taxa that we called right now here in Gauteng. It's called Gauteng Automotive Township Economy. Mm. It's our initiative. We are developing on our own, especially in the aftermarket, where there is a lot of potential. Earlier also, Pogiso talked about the untapped talent that is there in our country. We've got a project with the partnership here, the Southwest Gauteng TVET College, whereby Taxa is embarking on making sure that our N4, N6 graduates in the automotive sector who have gone through the system, our youth who are unemployed, there is a lot of them who have gone through, right now also are speaking unemployed. So we are going to gather them to be able to make sure that in our cooperative model, we start developing this economy in our country, especially right now in terms of the new energy vehicle study. This is a great opportunity for us. We are not going to wait for anybody. We are going to make sure that we empower them to get the skills in this energy development innovation that is here, to be able to have them ultimately to be able to fix this plug-in hybrids, these electric vehicles. We want to see in our townships right now, in the near future, to have service space shops that will be selling these cars space, these new cars, study electric vehicles. We want to see dealerships in our townships that will be selling these cars, servicing them. So there is a great potential right now as we align ourselves to take this opportunity to develop this new economy in our townships. So that's where we are, and then we believe that we can be able to create jobs and opportunities for our youth through our partnership with the TVET colleges and bringing on board academics as well, government and other institutions and experts like Bo Pogiso to develop this economy.
Dr. Ezekiel, I want to ask you about a difficult perception that you have to deal with, that a guy in Sandton does not have to deal with. So everybody would suspect that a dealership, a mechanic, a workshop in the township is linked to crime. Nobody suspects that the guy in Sandton is linked to crime, even if he is, you know. And I want us to deal with that and talk about how are we going to get that perception sorted out, because it affects business for you. It affects how people relate to you, how honest people can be with you. They may not want to pay you as easily as they want to pay the guy in Sandton. The guy in Sandton, they just call and say it's 30,000 rands. People are paying, no problem. When I'm told like a story, hey, ha, can I na, kitabuya, hey, gone is the guy. But you have to keep going because you want to serve this community.
It's easier if everything is in place. When I say it's easier when everything is in place, remember, most of the people, they always believe in what they see. For instance, if you have a proper structure that you are working in, even if you might have a good skill, but if your structure is not legit, remember, there's one thing that you always forget. A mechanic is not a business person.
Yes.
There's a very huge gap between a mechanic and a business person.
Yes.
And then now, mostly in our exercise, we seem to say a mechanic is a business person. Yes, he can perform the duties. But when you come to point of business, it's a complete different department.
Yeah.
Now, what will that mean? It will mean a mechanic, the one that has an idea of having a business, need to have someone that has an idea of running a business.
Mm.
And the one that runs the business doesn't understand the logistics of running the shop.
Mm.
You know? So now it means somehow there should be a collaboration of two different people from different spheres,
mm-hmm,
so that we can make this to happen.
Mm.
Because that's the only thing that can make this to happen. Because remember, on your business, you still need to have your financials, mm-hmm, your cash flow, your balance sheet and whatever.
Mm.
In the mechanical world, you don't have that. What do you want? You want to see the car
you
and
want stuck, the part.
And then you want the parts and the spanner. That's what you want to see.
Yeah, want to fix the car in and out.
No one must tell you there's no money.
And now the problem is there's so much gap.
Mm.
Closing that gap to say, okay, fine, you still need to know that on your rainy days, what's going to happen? On your dry days, what's going to happen? How are you going to prepare your finances for long term? How to run even the cash flow that you have daily, you know? So meaning, as a mechanic, it's not even easy to hire a business manager.
I was going to ask about even the skills you're looking for. First of all, you were telling me about the rate of the mechanic. Yeah. That this is the same rate that they are charging the guy in Sandton, who's mm-hmm charging 10 times more than you.
Yes.
How do you then keep this talent? People who can give value and bring value to the business?
It's a challenge. Just to give me the background of my story.
Yeah.
I've partnered with Sita.
Mm.
I've took about 7 kids
mm
to make them to qualify.
Yeah.
Starting them from scratch on their apprenticeships. And most of the time, once they are done with the apprenticeship,
they're gone.
They're not even gone.
That's if they finish. Because
if they finish.
In the interim, Sita does not pay, and then they want to walk away.
That's another thing. But we have managed to go through. I think I've trained about 7 of them.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. Once they are qualified, I don't know how does this happen. Big companies, they can't fish.
They grab.
They can't fish them. I mean, you are only able to pay them around 8.5.
Yeah.
Then they'll come, fish them. They give them about 22.
Of course.
19, 20. Listen, before you even know it, they're gone.
But
remember, if we have a good setup or a proper setup that can assist the mechanics to start their own business in a very professional way, we can solve this problem. It's not a big deal. But what is most important is that we don't have enough resources or even enough people that understand the main objective of us having our own supply chain.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, it's not only about running the business.
Mm-hmm.
It's to have the economy.
Mm.
We need to get hold of the economy so that we know that on the auto industry, at least we should be talking about 40 to 60% of the entire economy, of the entire amount of that economy, to be in the locations. Because we are the majority. And the cars are being bought by our people.
Mm.
So now we don't even have a share on that, you know.
I think I face that problem.
Mm.
Where you have apprenticeship.
Mm.
Because Sita, Masieta will say, okay, fine, you're a workshop, you're a gentleman, I can give you 4 students.
Mm.
You do it. You teach them what they need to know and go through the process, level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4. Sometime within the interim. So this is where it's supposed to benefit your business and Tata Ezekiel's business, in a sense that once you are starting to train, Sita has to give you a budget.
And that doesn't come. These people, level two, they'll quit.
The budget is too small. Our youth today, they want quick returns. So by the time they get to level 4...
On my Instagram.
Yes. By the time they get to level 4, you'll find it's only... out of 10, you'll find 5
yeah
that finish the program.
After you've
committed to it. Because if their salary doesn't come in at the end of the month, they don't come to work.
Mm.
But you have a book... Basically, there's a booklet that you have to sign all the time that, look, we've done this, and they go get tested on that. But how do I sign this book, this logbook, if no one was there? And at the same time, if they don't get paid, they don't pitch. So you lose money because you plan around them that I have 5 technicians. The cars come in, there's no one there. So that the biggest problem is that Sita needs to be on point in payments, so that we can pay them on time. If you don't pay them on time, I promise you, it was premier, they don't come They would rather go by trend, but you look at the Wi-Fi, I'm a la school and so kai kai.
Just to add on what Bukhus is saying, remember that the sitter will give you, will say, we will pay you this amount of much for trend one and two.
Yes. Mm.
And then they will pay you for that one.
Yeah.
One and two, first and second.
I smell a red. Something is coming.
Now, what will happen is that as you go on, the money
that's coming,
it doesn't come
regularly
accordingly, you know. And now what will that do? It will, if you are serious about
so
your business,
eh?
It will now make you to try and make means to make the
to
project
pay them,
go.
Yeah.
The project get finished, but by the time those guys get their qualification, listen,
so
you are almost out.
Yeah.
So disappointing.
Because and you have to pay them.
You have to pay them. You have to see when they go for their level test, you still have to pay.
Yeah.
Now, level one, I'm paying about 23,000, I think 23,630 something rent per level per student. Now,
why are you paying?
Remember, when you take them for a training, it's not, it's, they come at my place to practice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But for preparation and training, they have to go like to your forts or Olifant's Fontaine or somewhere.
Yeah.
So for that, I think they take about 3 to 4 weeks in preparation, and then plus they write the test.
Mm.
Okay, so you pay that amount for that services.
I am out of it.
So now there's just so much that is happening around our industry. So meaning, if we have organizations like TAXA and other ones, and more especially if we can have more people who are willing to come on board, especially to make sure that this industry works as it should. Because when you look at what is happening, it is not fair.
Sure.
We have our government policy that says this.
Yeah.
Then when you go to a Labor Relations Act, you get
something
different from what the government says. Yes. And then the government doesn't have power on the Labor Relations Act. So now there was a time when they would say Vuguzenzele. You wake up and try to make as you want. And when the Vuguzenzele is going on, you are trying to gather youth, you know, give them job, give what you can give. Then now comes the bargaining council.
They want their money.
You are abusing, abusing
you
workers.
You can't pay these guys 5,000. You must give them 12K.
Yeah.
So where are you going to get the 12K? I mean, we're in the location. You just try to take these kids out of the street and give them the skill.
Yeah.
You say, what? No. You get fined.
Yeah.
Or if you don't do that, they'll have to attach if it comes to a push.
Yeah.
So now it's a problem after a problem. But we are saying even the problem after the problem, we still want to continue. For us to be here, like we have a TAXA. We have you guys, there are other listeners maybe listening. Maybe there are other brains that can be there to say, we have never realized there's such a problem.
Mm.
Maybe they'll come forward. Then we can sit down and see what can we do. Because remember, this industry, it takes a chunk out of our GDP. There's too much in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk in cents. We're talking big monies. But now the problem is that most of the people who are in this industry, I'm not saying they are bad, but we are not that much well put up when it comes in point of policies and finances.
Mm.
So now we need assistance. We need people who have such skills, who have that understanding to say, okay, fine, we do understand that you mechanics and so forth will be by your side to get this thing into a right track so that everybody can benefit out of the industry.
Okay, so what will it take to get, I mean, you see all the time graduates who are, whether it's finance graduates or whatever, that are in the township that are not working. Is it the case of once they start, it's nice to get the job, but then once they're in, they don't commit or they don't stay?
I think basically in the workshop, it's I think there's an issue of not being cool. The job is not attracting the right people.
Mm.
That's one of the biggest problem. And you get people. The thing is, people think that going to a TVET college, there's still that stereotype that going to a TVET college means
it's
that
it's not good enough.
It's not good enough. You're not good enough. You're not at the same level as somebody who's at the technicon who's doing S levels.
Mm.
But funny enough, when you're doing S3, you have to go to technicon. Somebody must teach you how to assemble a diff.
Mm.
But at the technicon, they don't know how to do it.
Mm. Mm.
you get those students?
Mm.
Yeah, I also get those students. At the technicon, they don't know how to do it.
Mm.
but they still come to somebody who went to the college to come and learn how to do it. Because the biggest problem is that the college are able to do some of the practice, but the technical ones are unable to do it. So I think it's up to a certain way that the government markets the colleges. It has to change, especially the TVET colleges, because you can make a career out of being a technician and move your way up depending on what you want to achieve. But the biggest issue is that it's not attractive enough. People want a trend without oil on their hands.
your last words, Ntate Buso?
TAXA is here. Here is a platform. We are inviting all those who are pro transformation in the automotive industry in our communities to come on board to join TAXA. TAXA is forming this integrated approach to invite all those who want to help to create our own economy into, you know, a vibrant economy whereby we are going to solve this problem, especially of our black youth unemployment, which is rising all the time. So we want to use the automotive sector to deal with such problems in our townships and villages. So we believe, like we've heard from Ntate Matale le Pogiso, that there is great potential in this sector. So we want to unlock that. So we are inviting everybody who like to join TAXA to play. We are inviting academics, those who've been in the industry. Like, for instance, most of the workforce that has been working through the organizations of RMI in panel beating, in, you know, repairs and so on. We want them to come on board Balenko High, Baraba Wonokrabai to pull it in the workshop or go di jarate in the go edit, Renaga Batli. But to share the knowledge, but Libona Baba upskill. TAXA is making sure that we are upskilling, we are reskilling, because there is a lot of catch up to be done in this rapid development in this sector. So that we can be able to, like, our aim to have this service repair centers in our township that will be able to be competent, and that the matter will be global. We were actually TAXA's aim. We want to be able to develop globally competitive repair service in our places and develop this economy and let the economy come koribuang. Our own sisters, brothers, uncles, babanele confidence to service their car in our own areas. It's a myth that or no. But so to did you know? So that is why TAXA right now, we are gathering all these other innovations, equipment to develop the state-of-the-art workshops, tailoring our people can have confidence to support, recirculate our rent in our townships and develop. So we are calling everybody, and we believe it's doable right now to develop our own economy.
Tadu Matale, your final words?
My final words, it's... I just wish each and everyone that could hear this to stand up for our industry. Because we are not expecting, from now on, I don't think we're expecting some other people to come and create jobs for us. We need to be in a position that, as leadership, when I talk of leadership, I'm talking about all elders, adults who are there, who can think to say we need to make our country function. And for that to happen, it means all the leadership must stand up. I will only for now look at our industry, especially the auto industry, that the brains that are there that can assist in molding this, people who are there who have the ideas of good administration, maybe to focus and take focus on all what government offers to the entrepreneurs, especially in auto industry, to see that they are doing exactly as the policy says. Because remember, we cannot be in a position to do that because we have kids to feed, we have to do production, you know. But if we can have people that are willing to take care to make sure that whatever the government says is whatever that is happening, I think we can do well. We can create a lot of employment for everybody. I mean, not even, let me say, not for everybody, but at least we can make a huge difference.
Just quickly, where do people find you as TAXA?
TAXA right now, it's found through me. I've got my number. It's 073-437-8000. 8624. Mm. And we've got a Facebook page. Once you go there, you just say TAXA, but also you can use Transformative Automotive Clusters. That's how we'll get it quicker, because there are some TAXAs there. Mm-hmm. Right now, those are the platforms that we are available on, and soon we'll be having our website. And then I wish people to contact us, and we can be able to give them the right information in this regard.
Was Maria, thanks for coming. Thank you for coming. Pukiso, your final words?
Look, the automotive industry forms about 43% of the GDP, and I think there's a lot of opportunities, and there's a lot of catch-up to be done, because I think in the next coming segments that we're going to do is that there's development in other countries where robots are in production and building cars already. So we are...
What that means, huh?
What does that mean? I mean, we have electrical vehicles. And then right now in the new studios that are very nice...
Oh, welcome, by the
looking,
way.
We're looking at a Sasol, and we're looking at not having a petrol attendant anymore.
Yes, it's got... Yeah, it's you can go there and charge yourself and do things
yourself. Yourself, yeah. And where I was, there's no petrol attendant. I just get there and I swipe a card.
You just do it yourself.
And I do it myself.
Yeah.
So can you imagine what's going to happen with South Africa when you reach to that point? And you know how we complain, no, banyana balabaku pick and pay. They were helping me, talking about their own things. Where I was, you can just check yourself out.
Yeah.
You just take everything and then you go out.
Yeah.
No one is there to help.
Well, it's been very insightful. Thank you so much, and see you next week, Monday.
Cool.
Thanks, everybody. George is up next. I'll be back tomorrow at 8.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.